State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli has $400 million that he's looking to invest in New York-based startup companies. The money is part of a $1 billion fund. It uses the state pension plan monies to invest in locally-based entrepreneurs who want to grow their businesses in the state. The comptroller's office works in partnership with 18 private equity managers. They decide whether the companies are a good investment and a reasonable risk for the pension fund. DiNapoli says over $600 million has already been invested in over 250 New York-based companies, ranging from high-tech and software and medical instruments to a company that builds swimming pools and an embroidery design business.
We invest in startups and established companies seeking capital for growth or refinancing, or in companies looking to relocate to our state. What we require is something very simple, and that's a commitment to New York State. As always, the bottom line question for us is, do these investments make sense for the pension fund? And I think the evidence suggests very strongly that the clear answer is yes.
The comptroller says around 4,000 new jobs have been created as a result. Nearly $300 million have been returned to the pension fund as the private equity managers eventually sell their stake in the companies. DiNapoli says so far the return rate has been 20%. The average long-term rate of return for the entire pension fund is around 7.5%. Mark Catini is CEO of Autotask, based outside Albany. It provides IT services to smaller companies. His company is a recipient of the pension fund private equity investment. He says it enabled him to increase his workforce to 160 people in upstate New York.
Entrepreneurs have visions, they have dreams, they have ideas, but without funding, it's very, very hard to move that forward.
Other states have offered similar private equity investment plans using pension fund monies, but have not been successful. The pension fund for the state of California, for instance, is trying to end its private equity investment program because of poor returns. DiNapoli says New York has learned from the mistakes of other states and is more careful in choosing its investments. And he says the private equity managers and the pension fund are looking for new investments.
We want to get the word out. Let people know that this capital is available. We know it's still a tough economy out there. It's very tough to get financing in more traditional ways. If you're looking for an equity partner, this kind of program may be another option for you.
DiNapoli will be traveling the state in the coming weeks to try to reach more potential entrepreneurs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.